Welcome back, everybody. Today's deep dive is all about the connection between creativity and mental well-being.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Me too.
We've got research articles, studies, expert opinions, even stuff on how creativity can change your brain, like physically.
It really is a fascinating field.
So I'm really excited to jump into this. And I've always found those moments when you're lost in a project, you're creating something to be so refreshing. But now we're going to learn the science behind it.
Right.
Which is really exciting. So like, for example, did you know that even like really simple creative activities can reduce stress?
Yeah, a lot of people think of stress reduction as like purely
the physical,
right? Exercise, meditation, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But actually, creative activities really tap into your brain's reward pathways, and they can trigger dopamine.
Oh, so it's not just about taking your mind off of things. There's like a chemical component too.
Exactly. And that dopamine release has kind of a ripple effect. One study found that just 45 minutes of creating art led to a significant decrease in cortisol levels.
Wow, 45 minutes. That's incredible.
I know, right?
That's like less time than people spend on social media these days.
Absolutely.
So cool. What about those of us who aren't exactly like artistic geniuses?
Well, that's the beauty of it. Mm. This study found that the benefits were there regardless of artistic experience.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to be like a master painter or anything to tap into these benefits.
Yeah.
Even doodling can have an impact.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so we've got stress reduction, but the research also talks about how creativity can help us process emotions. And sometimes it feels like words just aren't enough to express what we're feeling.
Right, and that's where art therapy comes in.
Okay.
It's been shown to be really effective for people who are dealing with grief, trauma, even depression.
Wow.
Think of it as like giving a shape or a form to emotions that might be hard to put into words.
So instead of trying to like explain it, you're expressing it visually.
Exactly.
It allows for like a different kind of processing. There's this one example that really stuck with me about how art therapy is used with people who are dealing with PTSD. And it allows them to process their experiences without having to relive them verbally, which can be really difficult.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's like having a different language to understand and work through those experiences.
Exactly.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And it's not just about those like big, intense emotions either. Mm-hmm. Even something as simple as journaling can be a powerful tool for emotional processing.
Right.
When you're writing about your feelings, you're kind of creating a narrative, a story out of your experiences.
Mm.
So instead of it being this jumble of thoughts and feelings, it becomes more structured, more manageable.
Precisely. And that process of structuring and making sense of your emotions can be incredibly therapeutic.
Yeah, that makes sense. This is also fascinating. So we talked about stress relief, emotional processing, but there's another aspect of creativity that I really want to dive into, and it's the flow state. Have you ever felt that?
Yeah, where you're just completely absorbed in an activity, time seems to disappear, and you're just completely in the zone.
Absolutely. I love that feeling.
It's the best. And the research shows that it's not just a pleasant feeling. It's linked to increased happiness, reduced anxiety, and a general sense of well-being.
The holy grail of creativity, some might say.
It really is. I always thought of it as just this fun, like, byproduct of being creative. But to know that it has such a profound impact on mental well-being is amazing. There's this psychologist, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. He's done a lot of work on this, right?
Yeah, he's the one who put flow on the map.
Yeah.
He describes it as this optimal experience where you're completely engaged with the task at hand.
Mm.
And, you know, you're often able to achieve this through creative activities.
Mm.
And one of the reasons that it's so beneficial for mental health is that it keeps you focused on the present moment.
Right.
You're not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. You're just completely present.
Which is a great way to reduce anxiety, but it's not just about being present, is it?
Mm. No, there's more to it. Studies have shown that people who frequently experience flow also report improvements in their ability to focus and concentrate in other areas of their lives as well.
So it's like a mental workout.
Yeah, think of it like you're strengthening your attention muscle.
I love that. And then there's the impact on self-esteem, that feeling of accomplishment that you get after finishing a painting or writing a song or even completing a challenging puzzle can really boost your confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah. It reinforces your belief in your own abilities and can have a ripple effect on other aspects of your life as well. So, you know, we're seeing that creativity helps with stress, emotional processing, achieving this flow state, but we're just scratching the surface here.
Right, because it's not just about feelings. It actually impacts the physical structure and function of your brain.
Right.
And this is where it gets really interesting for me.
This is where we start talking about neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
The brain's remarkable ability to change and form new connections.
So by being creative, we're actually like rewiring our brains.
You got it. Creative activities are like superchargers for neuroplasticity. Think about learning a musical instrument, for example. It involves your auditory, motor, and visual systems all working together, strengthening connections across multiple brain regions. It's a full brain workout.
Wow.
It really is.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
I was going to say, and it's not just limited to music either.
Yeah.
Studies suggest that visual arts, like drawing and painting, can boost spatial processing and attention.
So all those art classes I took as a kid weren't a waste of time after all.
Not at all.
I was actually building new neural pathways.
Exactly.
That's so cool. But it's not just about creating new connections, right? Yeah. It also impacts how we process emotions.
That's right. Creativity can improve emotional regulation by activating areas of the brain that are associated with emotional processing,
mm-hmm.
like the prefrontal cortex.
So it's like a feedback loop. Creativity helps us process emotions, which strengthens those neural pathways, which in turn improves our ability to regulate emotions.
You got it. It's this amazing cycle of positive reinforcement.
That's so awesome. And what's even more exciting is that these benefits aren't just temporary. They have a lasting impact on brain health.
Exactly.
So it's not just a quick mood boost. It's an investment in our long-term mental well-being.
Absolutely.
This is all connecting so beautifully.
It really is. And that brings us to the long-term mental health benefits of making creativity a regular part of our lives. This is where we see the most profound and lasting impact.
You know, we touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's worth emphasizing that engaging in creative activities can actually alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression.
Yeah, and this is supported by a growing body of research. Remember that study we talked about earlier about creating art and how it lowers cortisol levels?
Like the 45-minute art session?
Yeah, that one. Well, that same study also found that participants reported feeling less anxious and depressed. After engaging in creative activities, it seems that by providing a healthy outlet for processing feelings and reducing stress, creativity can play a key role in managing these conditions.
It makes sense. If we're constantly battling stress and negative emotions, it's bound to take a toll on our mental health. But there's also research suggesting that art therapy can be a really powerful tool, particularly for trauma recovery.
Oh, absolutely. For someone who has experienced trauma, traditional talk therapy, where you have to put those experiences into words, can be incredibly difficult and even re-traumatizing.
Yeah, that must make it so challenging to heal and move forward.
It can. But creative therapies like art and music therapy provide a safe space to express and process trauma without having to rely solely on words. And this can be incredibly beneficial for individuals who find it difficult to articulate their experiences.
So instead of having to like verbalize it, they can express themselves through art or music.
Exactly. It's a different language, a different way of understanding and working through these complex emotions.
This is all so encouraging. It sounds like weaving creativity into our lives isn't just about having a fun hobby. It's an investment in our long-term emotional stability and overall well-being.
I couldn't agree more. The more we engage with our creativity, the better we become at navigating the ups and downs of life. And that brings us to a really important question. What's the next step for someone listening who's thinking, okay, I'm ready to tap into my creative side, but where do I even begin?
Right, because it can feel overwhelming with so many possibilities. Is there like a right or wrong way to do this?
Well, the beauty of it is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Creativity comes in so many forms.
Right.
It could be gardening, cooking, dancing, writing, building things with your hands. It's all about finding what sparks joy for you, what ignites your passion, and letting yourself explore it.
That's such a freeing thought. It takes the pressure off having to be good at something right away.
Exactly. It's not about perfection. It's about the process,
yep.
The exploration, and the joy of creating. Let go of the need to be perfect. Let go of the need to compare yourself to others. Give yourself permission to play, to experiment, to express yourself authentically.
Because that's where the real magic happens, right?
You said it. Those moments of unbridled creativity allow us to connect with something deeper within ourselves. And that's where true healing and transformation can occur.
I love that. This has been such a fascinating exploration.
Me too.
I'm already feeling inspired to go try something new.
Me too. It's a good reminder that creativity is more than just a fun pastime. It's a vital tool for improving our mental health and living a richer, more fulfilling life.
Yeah, it's about connecting with ourselves, processing emotions, reducing stress, building resilience, and as we've learned, it's something that's accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. No matter your age, background, or skill level, there's a creative outlet out there waiting to be discovered.
And who knows? You might just uncover a hidden talent or passion that you never knew you had. Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with a thought to ponder. We've talked a lot about individual creativity, but I'm curious about the impact of collective creativity. How can collaborating and sharing creative experiences with others amplify these benefits? Could it create a ripple effect of positive change, not just for ourselves, but for our communities as well?
That's a great question, and one that researchers are starting to explore more deeply. There's something really powerful about shared creative experiences. Think about a group of musicians jamming together, or a community theater production where everyone contributes their unique talents.
Oh, yeah. You can just feel the energy in those situations. There's a sense of connection and shared purpose that goes beyond the individual.
Exactly. And that sense of connection can be incredibly beneficial for mental well-being. When we create together, we tap into a collective flow state where individual egos fade away and something larger emerges.
It reminds me of those studies on group meditation or chanting where participants' brain waves actually synchronize. Could something similar be happening during collective creative experiences?
It's certainly a possibility. Hmm. We're just beginning to understand the neuroscience behind these phenomena, but the early findings are really exciting. It seems that when we engage in creative activities together, we're not just sharing ideas, we're actually influencing each other's brain states.
That's fascinating. It suggests that creativity could be a powerful tool for building stronger, more connected communities.
And not just communities, but families, workplaces. Even classrooms. Imagine the potential for using collaborative creative activities to improve communication, boost morale, and foster a sense of belonging.
The possibilities are endless. But for now, we've reached the end of our deep dive. It's been a fascinating exploration of the incredible connection between creativity and mental well-being.
We've covered so much ground, but I think the key takeaway is clear. Creativity is not just a nice to have. It's a must-have for a healthy and fulfilling life.
Absolutely. It's a way to process emotions, reduce stress, build resilience, tap into flow state, and even change the physical structure of our brains.
The best part is it's accessible to everyone, regardless of age, background, or skill level.
So to wrap things up, what's one final piece of advice you would give to our listeners?
I would say don't wait for inspiration to strike. Make time for creativity every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Doodle, sing in the shower. Write a silly poem, build something with your hands, whatever brings you joy.
It's about making creativity a habit, a part of our daily routine, just like brushing our teeth or taking a walk.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about being perfect.
Yeah.
It's about the process, the exploration, and the joy of creating. Let go of self-judgment and allow yourself to play.
Beautifully said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been my pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious and keep creating.
And it's not just music.
You know, right.
Studies suggest that visual arts like drawing and painting can boost spatial processing and attention.
So all those art classes I took as a kid weren't a waste of time after all.
Nope, not at all.
I was building new neural pathways.
You were.
That's incredible. But it's not just about creating new connections, right? It also impacts how we process emotions.
That's right. Creativity can improve emotional regulation by activating areas of the brain associated with emotional processing, like the prefrontal cortex.
So it's like a feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity helps us process emotions, which strengthens those neural pathways, which in turn improves our ability to regulate emotions.
You got it. It's this amazing cycle of positive reinforcement.
That's incredible. And what's even more exciting is that these benefits aren't just temporary. They have a lasting impact on brain health.
Excellent.
So it's not just a quick mood boost. It's an investment in our long-term mental well-being.
Absolutely.
This is all connecting so beautifully.
It really is. And that brings us to the long-term mental health benefits of making creativity a regular part of our lives. This is where we see the most profound and lasting impact.
You know, we touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's worth emphasizing that engaging in creative activities can actually alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression.
Right. And this is supported by a growing body of research. Remember that study we talked about how creating art lowers those cortisol levels?
The 45-minute art session.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that same study also found that participants reported feeling less anxious and depressed after engaging in creative activities. It seems that by providing a healthy outlet for processing feelings and reducing stress, creativity can play a key role in managing these conditions.
That makes sense. If we're constantly battling stress and negative emotions, it's bound to take a toll on our mental health. But the research also suggests that art therapy can be a really powerful tool, particularly for trauma recovery.
Absolutely. Yeah. For someone who's experienced trauma, traditional talk therapy, where you have to put those experiences into words, can be incredibly difficult, even re-traumatizing.
Yeah, it must make it so challenging to heal and move forward.
It can be. But creative therapies like art and music therapy provide a safe space to express and process trauma without having to rely solely on words. This can be incredibly beneficial for individuals who find it difficult to articulate their experiences.
So instead of having to verbalize it, they can express themselves through art or music.
Exactly. It's a different language, a different way of understanding and working through complex emotions.
That's powerful. This is all so encouraging. It sounds like weaving creativity into our lives isn't just about having a fun hobby. It's an investment in our long-term emotional stability and overall well-being.
I couldn't agree more. The more we engage with our creativity, the better we become at navigating the ups and downs of life. And that brings us to a really important question. What's the next step for someone listening who's thinking, okay, I'm ready to tap into my creative side, but where do I even begin?
Right, because it can feel overwhelming with so many possibilities. Is there like a right or wrong way to approach this?
Well, the beauty of it is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah.
Creativity comes in so many forms.
Right.
It could be gardening, cooking, dancing, writing, building things with your hands. It's all about finding what sparks joy for you, what ignites your passion, and letting yourself explore it.
That's such a freeing thought. It takes the pressure off having to be good at something right away.
Exactly. It's not about perfection. It's about the process, the exploration, and the joy of creating. Let go of the need to be perfect. Let go of the need to compare yourself to others. Give yourself permission to play, to experiment, to express yourself authentically.
Because that's where the real magic happens, right?
You said it. Those moments of unbridled creativity allow us to connect with something deeper within ourselves, and that's where true healing and transformation can occur.
I love that. This has been such a fascinating exploration.
Me too.
I'm already feeling inspired to go try something new.
Me too. It's a good reminder that creativity is more than just a fun pastime. It's a vital tool for improving our mental health and living a richer, more fulfilling life.
It's about connecting with ourselves, processing emotions, reducing stress, building resilience, and as we've learned, it's something that's accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. No matter your age, background, or skill level, there's a creative outlet out there waiting to be discovered.
And who knows, you might just uncover a hidden talent or passion that you never knew you had. Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a thought to ponder. We've talked a lot about individual creativity, but I'm curious about the impact of collective creativity. How can collaborating and sharing creative experiences with others amplify these benefits? Could it create a ripple effect of positive change, not just for ourselves, but for our communities as well?
That's a great question. And it's one that researchers are starting to explore more deeply. Now, there's something really powerful about shared creative experiences.
Oh, for sure.
Think about like a group of musicians jamming together.
Yeah.
Or a community theater production where everybody's contributing their own unique talents.
Yeah, you can just feel the energy in those situations. Sure. Like a sense of connection and shared purpose that right. goes beyond just the individual.
Right. And that sense of connection can be so beneficial for mental well-being. When we create together, we kind of tap into this collective flow state.
Uh-huh.
Where those individual egos fade away and something larger emerges.
That's so cool. It reminds me of those studies on group meditation or chanting, where participants' brainwaves actually synchronize. Could something similar be happening during these collective creative experiences?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, we're just starting to understand the neuroscience behind these phenomena. But the only findings are really exciting. It seems that when we engage in creative activities together, we're not just sharing ideas, we're actually influencing each other's brain states.
Wow, that's fascinating. So it suggests that creativity could be like a powerful tool for building stronger, more connected communities.
And not just communities, but families, workplaces, even classrooms.
Right.
Imagine the potential for using collaborative creative activities to improve communication,
yeah,
boost morale, foster a sense of belonging.
The possibilities are endless. Well, for now, we've reached the end of our deep dive. It's been a really fascinating exploration of this incredible connection between creativity and mental well-being.
Yeah, we covered so much ground, but I think the main takeaway is clear. Creativity is not just a nice to have. It's essential for a healthy and fulfilling life.
It really is. It's a way to process our emotions, reduce stress, build resilience, tap into that flow state we were talking about, and even change the physical structure of our brains.
And the best part is it's accessible to everyone, regardless of your age, background, or skill level.
That's the best part. So to wrap things up, what's one final piece of advice that you would give to our listeners?
Don't wait for inspiration to strike. Make time for creativity every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Doodle, sing in the shower, write a silly poem, build something with your hands, whatever brings you joy.
Just make it a habit, a part of your daily routine.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about the process, the exploration, and the joy of creating. So let go of that self-judgment and allow yourself to play.
That's beautiful advice. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious and keep creating a hand.